Very interesting. I thank you. Very good.
And so this man, Mr. Harvey Goldsmith, left. And after he left, he was doing a lot of thinking.
I wouldn't want a school like that to close down. I thought Yeshivas was like, I don't know how to say it, but I guess I had misinformation. That's for sure. I just had a misconception what yeshivas are all about. You know, maybe I should drop in to see the rabbi more often. Maybe I should start keeping Shabbos again. Well, one step at a time. But one thing is, I don't want such a school like that to close up. I remember that man telling me, he said that the rabbis and teachers weren't paid in about 3.5 months. Wow, if this keeps up, that school will close down, then it won't be kids with good midos. It won't be kids like that who are mavatcher. Wow, he made me feel so good inside to know that kids could do that. And besides, I felt good inside because I had that spinach canis. Yeah, I better control myself. I'm on the street. I think I know what I gotta do.
And a few days later, the mail came. And Rabbi Greinerman was sitting in his office. The mail came. Let's see what kind of donations we got from our last campaign. Uh-oh. This is a letter from Mr. Harvey Goldsmith. I see. Mr. Harvey Goldsmith. Okay, let me open it up. All right. Wow. Hi. This is me, Mr. Harvey Goldsmith, wishing you lots of luck. Perhaps I could work out an arrangement to meet with Rabbi Popovitz and learn more about Judaism. Meantime, your school is such a wonderful place that I wish to give you another small donation. Another small donation. Well, this guy is so rich, he should have written this by a typewriter, had a secretary, but he wrote it in his own handwriting. All right, no, maybe he wants to give a personal thank you for something. I don't understand what it is. Okay, well, let me see what it is over here. Okay, so what is it? Oh, so last time he gave $18, now he gives $50. Wait a second. Let me look at it again. He must have made a mistake. A guy like this who gives $18 and suddenly give $500,000. Wait, the English, the words, $500,000. Rabbi Popovitz!
What is it? Wow! Oh, boy! Baruch Hashem! Don't you see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us? Now we can pay the Rebbeim. But why did he give us $18 and suddenly $500,000? I don't know.
And so time would go on, Kindlach, where this person, Mr. Harvey Goldsmith, became a friend of the yeshiva. And slowly but surely, through Rabbi Popovitz, he started to become frummer and frummer, and eventually took his own son out of public school and put him into Yeshivas Midos Tovos. And one year, when Mr. Harvey Goldsmith was honored by a dinner, he told the story what turned him around. All because of one little boy was mavater a spinach knish. He gave it up so that he could be happy. It turned him on to what Yiddishkeit, what our Torah, what a way of Torah life is all about.